Hey, he's not happy at all. He lied to us through song. I hate when people do that.
This Sunday, one of America's most beloved TV shows, The Simpsons, concludes its 15th season. While the show has been popular all across the country, writer Gustavo Areno says the show is also a beacon of hope for one group of Americans in particular.
America's favorite yellow-skinned family understands the reality of this country's largest minority better than any program since, well, ever. The Simpsons, or Los Simpsons, is the most Latino show on television. Surprised? Well, listen. If you're an obsessive fan like I am, you'll see that subtle references to Latino life pop up everywhere. Like when comedy legend Krusty the Clown ran for senator last season, he courted a group of Latinos in badly mangled Spanish. Or you see that the town's main movie palace is the Aztec Theater and is resplendent with pre-Columbian motifs. And the precocious Simpson daughter Lisa is Chicana conscious enough to point out the difference between Olmecs, who's ever heard of them, and Mayans after her brother Bart got a giant stone head of the Olmec war god Ixtapalatacatl. Bart's catchphrase of, "Ay, caramba," is impossible to imagine without him hanging around Latino kids who taught him Spanish slang. And think of all the Latino characters that appear on The Simpsons. Señor Ding Dong, Dr. Nick Riviera, Tito Puente, who once performed a throbbing salsa number that proclaimed his hatred for local billionaire Mr. Burns. And then there's Bumblebee Man, a Mexican immigrant in a bee suit who's the television idol for Springfield Latinos. The producers of The Simpsons treat Bumblebee Man in a way that captures the demographic rise of Latinos in this country better than any other TV character. In the show, Bumblebee Man is so popular that he and his network, Channel Ocho, constantly beat their main rival, Krusty the Clown, in the ratings. Bumblebee Man is so influential that when Krusty's arch-nemesis, Sideshow Bob, threatened to blow up Springfield, Bumblebee Man was one of a handful of actors that helped avert such a terrible fate. And eventually, Bumblebee Man switches over to Krusty's network, Channel 6, in an apparent move by that English-language station to court Latino ratings. It's just like in real life. When the Big Four networks do crossover promotion, they like to cast stars such as Ricky Martin in soap operas to attract Latino viewers. But here's my only complaint. The show's writers don't take it far enough. I want to see more Latino-centric plot lines. They've got so much to work with already. Why not embellish on all the aspects of Springfield's vibrant Latino community? Bart could appear on Bumblebee Man's show, or maybe some Latino corporate giant could give Mr. Burns a run for his dinero. Not laughing? Hey, it's gotta be funnier than the George Lopez show.
Gustavo Arellano is a staff writer with OC Weekly based in Orange County, California.